Frequency Radio Theater of West Bend, Wisconsin presents an original radio drama, The Gangster's Ghostcapades.
This is the Chicago Police. You're surrounded with no place to go, Mortimer Denby. You and Red Schneider there, come out with your hands up.
Mort. Hey, Denby, over here.
Shut up, Red. They'll hear you.
You're surrounded. Surrender now and no one gets hurt.
Never. You'll never get me.
Quick, Red, run. I'll grab Mona and we'll rendezvous with you in that hometown of yours. The one you was telling me about up north. I'll meet you at that joint you like, that Johnny D's.
Sure, boss.
Ah, not again. They're getting away!
The year is 1925. Three mobsters are traveling from the Windy City to the off-road town of Ridgeway, Wisconsin. It is the age of Prohibition, but that doesn't stop alcohol sales and other illegal activity in the remote corner of Wisconsin. However, when our three mobsters wander into Ridgeway to take advantage of a local ghost tale, they discover that the unknown has different plans. Now sit back, turn your imagination to the correct frequency, and enjoy Gangster's Ghostcapades on Frequency Radio Theater.
So, this is your hometown, Red. Nice little out-of-the-way joint. Got some action, too, I see. Maybe we can see a piece of this. Barkeep, another one for me and my friend here. And make it the good stuff. You know, from under the bar.
Sure. Why? It's Red Schneider. When did you get back in town? I just saw your folks the other...
Hey, this ain't old home week here, pal.
Name's Johnny D. I own this joint.
Just get us another drink. So, Red, what was it you were saying about some kind of story around here?
Yeah, boss, the Ridgeway Ghost. We all grew up with it. Mean thing it was, too, always playing tricks and the like.
You don't say. What kind of tricks?
Stuff like somebody'd feel a breeze and all of a sudden your poker hand's messed up and you'd be missing some cash or chips, or you just know someone not really there had a drink out of your glass.
That old crack. Red, you know no one's heard from that ghost in 15 years.
Are you listening in on my private conversation?
No.
Because if you are, I gotta tell you, I don't like it none at all. Tell him, Red, what happens when I don't like something.
Johnny. You don't want to mess with my pal Mort, the Mind Denby here. Me and him, why, we go way back. Been hanging with Capone. Denby is the idea man. So why don't you go get his lady, Mona Morgan here, a drink?
Go on, get yourself another soda water and stay out of the way.
I got ginger ale, Morty.
Okay, baby. Pal. Another ginger ale for the lady. And if I was you, I wouldn't go counting out no ghost tales, see? I've been hearing it up and down the pike, how that ghost is making the rounds. We're offering you some protection, pal. And Mona here can make contact with the ghost.
Yeah, Johnny. Say, that's right.
Sure, Red?
Yeah, Johnny.
Oh, Morty, they got some Dixieland going. You know you'd love it. It's just the cat's meow. Come on, Morty, let's dance.
Okay, baby, just once.
Oh, Morty, you're so fresh. but do you really think you ought to be putting your hand, you know, there? In public, I mean?
What are you talking about, baby? I got my hand right on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah. For a moment there, I got the shivers. Never mind.
Hey, just what are you trying to pull here? No cheating.
Quit it, I say, or I'll throw you all out. What's going on?
Frankie here, he's trying to cheat.
Frankie, you know better. Go on, get out of there. The both of yous.
Maybe you'd better think about that ghost protection, pal. Worst things will happen, mark my words. Come on, we're going to our room. All right, gang, so now how do we go about capitalizing on the ghost story? Now that we got them thinking about it, see?
I don't know, boss, if that's such a good idea. Folks around here, they know the ghost can do bad things.
That's the point, Schneider. They think the ghost is up to his old tricks. Why, we're just offering protection, see? For a small fee, of course. It's a good thing we got our gal Mona here who's got the gift.
I do?
Sure you do, honey. You definitely got the ability to be seeing things what ain't there yet.
Ooh, yeah, Morty. Like when I predicted to use how the Charleston was going to be a big hit dance. Remember that?
See, what did I tell you? It'll work out. Now, everybody get some shut-eye. We got business to take care of tomorrow.
We had him, Agent Crawford. Mort the Mind Denby was right in our noose and we let him slip. Instead of booking them, we're back here at the station on square one. We'll just have to go after them.
That Schneider character, the Hammer, he's from a little town up in Wisconsin. Just the perfect backwoods place to hide out for a while.
Good thinking, Clara, Agent. We'll just have to take a little trip up there in the morning.
So what's it gonna be, Johnny D? You gonna be smart here? Trust me, you're gonna need all the protection you can get in this joint of yours. I'm offering you a good deal and you know it. And a bonus.
Oh yeah?
My girl here, Mona Morgan, she's got the gift.
I'm clairvoyant.
What's that supposed to mean?
Means she can talk to the spirits.
Ain't no ghost, Red. You know that.
Well, let it try anyway. What's it gonna hurt? You're not scared, are you?
Of course not.
Oh, you there. Mr. Ghost? Ridgeway Ghost? Can we, have a talk? Morty, I told you not to do that.
Do what, babe?
You over there? Then who's... Never mind. Okay, quiet, everybody. He wants to say something.
I'm back, and I'm gonna have fun. All you people out there, beware. Ridgeway is my turf. Someone is going to die.
This is it, Agent Crawford. Ridgeway, Wisconsin.
Well, cute little burg, Agent Best. From Main Street, anyway. Where do we start?
Hello there, folks. What can I help you with?
We're looking for a couple of small-time hoods, name of Mortimer Denby and Red Schneider. I'm Federal Agent Elliot Best, and this is Federal Agent Clara Crawford.
Sorry, folks. Can't say that I know those fellas. Gotta go.
Did he act a little strange to you?
Everybody north of the border acts a little strange to me. Get me back to some fine city atmosphere. But, in the meantime, let's find some place to set up shop. We'll start checking the local joints later tonight.
Say, over there, get a load of them two.
Which? The guy with the heater and the doll and the hat?
Yeah, that's right. They're feds, so watch it. Keep your stuff stashed.
You bet. I was wondering why everyone seems to be teetotaling all of a sudden.
Good cream soda, Mr. D.
Call me Johnny. Everyone does around here.
Nice to meet up with you again, Johnny. You still don't recall seeing those two we described to you earlier, do you?
No, sir, but feel free to ask around. And let me know if you need anything else.
Right, thank you. I have a feeling we'd get the same answer no matter who we talk to.
Well, at least it doesn't appear that Denby and Schneider are causing any trouble yet, if they did arrive.
Oh, they're here all right.
How do you know?
Well, I heard some talk. There's some kind of legend around here about a haunting. There's this woman who supposedly talks to ghosts. The woman they describe? Well, she sounds like our girl, Mona Morgan.
What are those fellows up to this time? Their usual trick is to go in guns blazing. This is something new. We'd better figure it out. Let's sit over here in the corner.
Right.
All these locals have a little still out back somewhere. Maybe we can make our trip up here worthwhile by catching local bootleggers.
Oh, I'll do some reconnoitering on my own. Maybe these people will open up to me more easily than, say, to you.
You may be right. I'll poke around in the woods, see what we can learn.
Oh, just be careful of that ghost.
Why, Agent Crawford, someone might think you cared.
Aw, get out of here.
You take care of yourself, partner.
I am awestruck, Mona. You surely have the gift.
Oh, Morty.
And you're going to pull the same gag tonight, see, and do it just like yesterday.
But, Morty, I didn't pull no gag. That was the real thing.
Yeah, yeah, whatever you say, baby. Just make sure everybody else believes it, too.
The ghost hasn't always just played tricks, you know.
Yeah, sure. Say, Mona, make sure they know it could be serious trouble if they don't pay up.
Okay, Morty, but what if the ghost ain't interested in dough?
Oh, everybody's interested in dough, Chickie. Makes the world go round.
Welcome to Johnny D's. What can I get you folks?
How's about a beer?
Got some Kingsbury coming up. This here's a legal joint. And you, sir?
You know what I want.
We got company today. Feds. Ain't serving nothing like that here. How about a soda water?
Nah, nothing, thanks. I'm looking around, Johnny. I don't see no feds. You wouldn't be stalling, would you?
Over at that corner table. 10 o'clock. Dame in the hat. Red scoped him out earlier.
Hey, she don't look like a fed to me. Oh, shush. She's coming this way.
Say, what's a girl gotta do around here to get some attention?
Well, you gotta do more than whistle. Barkeep, how's about something to wet my gums?
Sure there, miss. We got some nice root beer.
They got some good ginger ale.
That sounds all right, barkeep. Pour me a cold one. So, what do you do for entertainment in this neck of the backwoods?
We're pretty quiet around here.
Well, I noticed some lanterns out on the road that seemed to go out whenever I turned around. Is that your country version of hide-and-seek or something?
I'm sure you must have been seeing things, miss. Say, what's that?
Sounds like a shooting. Stay here, I tell you.
What's going on?
Just let me see out the window here. Why, it's the Lady Fed. She's on the ground.
Aw, too bad. Time to celebrate.
Hey, Denby, don't be taking none of my liquor now. You'll put me out of business.
Johnny, I can see that you're a man of sensibilities. Tell you what, have yourself a seat, partner. You're not a man to let the ghost of Ridgeway work you out of your unlawful business.
What's that?
I told you, I got connections. What say we make Johnny D's the most productive joint around?
You sure?
Morty, the, you know, ghost. I think he's here.
Not now, Mona.
But Morty!
Ah, Schneider, right on time. Good job out there. One down, one to go. No one or nothing is going to run us out. And Johnny here just agreed to be our partner.
You sure you're okay, Agent? You had me worried. Doc here says you're going to be all right.
I'm fine. Just a flesh wound.
Why'd you run out there anyway? You could have been killed.
I really can't say what came over me. I almost thought I heard someone calling me. I knew you were out there gathering evidence on bootleggers and, well, I was, concerned.
It's Denby and Schneider who ought to be concerned, Clara. I've got a plan. All these folks around here believe in ghost tales, right? I'm thinking we take advantage of that. We let them believe you're, dead.
Sure, I get it. I'm the ghost. I sneak in and out, make the noises, listen in, and no one's the wiser. We'll get those crooks in action. Too bad we couldn't pin anything on them from the Chicago heist.
The two-bit still out back isn't hardly worth prosecuting the locals over. We have to catch Denby and Schneider in the act. Something else illegal, like shooting a federal agent.
Ah, so you think Schneider was in on this. You know, Denby and his girl were acting pretty suspicious. I was just starting to get them to talk when the shooting started.
If you're up to it, let's get out of here.
Sounds good. I've got personal reasons to make them sorry now.
But, Morty, I'm tired of this place. I want to go back home to my friends.
Quiet, you. You'll do what I say.
Yeah, 23's could do to you.
Why, I oughta...
Shh, someone's coming.
Answer it, Red.
Who's there? What do you want? I asked, who's there? Show yourself.
Hey, what's going on?
What's the matter with you? Why didn't you come in the first time?
What first time? I just got here.
What's the word? You'll meet our contact, take delivery?
Sure, sure. Just send him around to the back door tonight. See? I gotta go now. What was that? Maybe that there ghost is after you now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Tonight, your place and no funny business. I got connections. Tony the Greek, Bugsy Moran, Jimmy the Bucket.
Jimmy the Bucket?
Jimmy likes to use a special washtub to customize his cement shoes.
Mm.
Now listen, D, I got connections all the way up to Capone himself.
Al Capone?
That's Mr. Capone to you.
Sure, sure, Denby. Just remember, I got connections of my own.
So it's tonight, eh?
Well, that's what they said, Elliot. Taking delivery right to Dee's place, using Denby's connections. Maybe we can even trace it back to Capone himself.
But we have to catch him in action. Clara, are you sure you didn't hear anything else? Something we can pin on them, like the shooting?
Well, I just heard them setting up the delivery. We can call for reinforcements on that news, can't we?
I don't know. Something's fishy. Why would Denby and the Hammer Schneider take a local yokel under their wing?
Oh, I agree. There's got to be more to it. This has to be connected to Chicago.
This territory up here is small potatoes. Something to amuse Denby while he's laying low. There's nothing from Chicago we can pin on him. I don't think he knows that yet. And these locals got their own supplies.
Well, even if you wreck their little operation in the woods?
Trust me. These gin joint owners know all the angles. That was not their only source. Mort the Mind Denby knows that, too. He must have something bigger under his lid. We'd better step up your act tonight, Agent. I think he's nervous.
Well, you're gonna love what I heard, then.
What's that?
Oh, one time, years ago, someone actually had the idea to impersonate the ghost. Covered himself in white flour and went around in the dark with a lantern, scaring people.
Now you're talking. You show up suddenly tonight, after the liquor's been flowing. Give everyone a good scare. Somebody's bound to talk then. There were other witnesses to your so-called death.
Well, I did hear other voices while I was out there.
Just be careful, Clara. I'll make the call and get our people in position by tonight.
Everything's set here, Denby. Red, about another half hour, you say?
That's right, Johnny. Nothing to get trigger happy about like the other night.
I had nothing to do with that, Denby. Talk is, though, Red, that you were out there.
Me? You know I don't do nothing like that. At least not around my hometown. Might hit somebody I know and care about.
Yeah, Red. You're nothing like the kid I used to know.
Hey, who took my drink?
Aw, sit down there, you. You're the biggest fish this side of the ridge, and you know it. You drank it up yourself.
Ha. Fish, you say? Fish don't see what I'd be seeing out your window.
What are you yammering about?
Oh, Morty! It's out there! The ghost! I seen it! It's all white and glowing! Don't let it get me!
Quiet! Calm down, everybody. There's no ghost, and you know it. These guys are just trying their hand at a little extortion, and that makes them crooks.
Yeah? So it was them what just took all my money?
Hey, my check!
My card! Hey.
My gun!
Morty, somebody shot Johnny!
Call the sheriff. Don't let anyone get away.
Good work, Red. We better get to the back and corner that delivery.
But boss, I didn't do nothing. I was right next to you the whole time.
Yeah, Hammer. Make sure the sheriff believes it. Let's go.
What about Mona?
What about the bunny? She's a big girl. She can take care of herself.
You're right about that, boys.
Now, Mona, there's a girl. You know we didn't mean nothing.
You boys weren't gonna leave me up here, all alone in the big woods with a ghost and no way home, were you?
Of course not, Mona, darling.
Right back this way. Hey, we don't need so many lights. It'll attract attention.
Come out with your hands up and put down the gun.
Ah! It's the ghost!
Hands up, I say. Federal Agent Clara Crawford. Put the gun down.
But you shot her, Red.
Quiet, Mona.
We know everything. Schneider's home pals were eager to talk now that Johnny D's done for. We have enough information to put you all away for years.
No! You're not taking me!
Everything okay, Crawford?
I got her, Agent. Don't worry.
But why are you covered in flour?
Oh, it's a long story. Put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest. Assault of a federal agent. Attempted murder. Accessory to murder.
Morty!
Good work tonight, Agent.
Thank you. Same to you, Agent.
I just can't figure out one thing, though. Witnesses swear Schneider was not the one who pulled the trigger tonight.
Well, then who shot Johnny D?
Thank you for listening to Frequency Radio Theater of West Bend, Wisconsin. Gangster's Ghost Capade is an original radio drama written by Lisa Lickle and produced by Jeffrey G. Wolf. Our players are Bill Meck, Jill Werderman, Peter Jabot, Kevin Chambers, Kyle Lickle, Lisa Lickle, Dean Pankratz, and Jeffrey G. Wolf. Music and sound effects were provided by SoundDogs.com, Sony Sound Series, and the Frequency Radio Theater Players. Don't forget to visit Frequency Radio Theater on the web at www.frequency.com. This is Jeffrey G. Wolf for Frequency Radio Theater.